On SEN, the Captain's Run with Kane Corns.
Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in this spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way. And we did it.
That was the NBA's, well, he's probably the face of the league now, Giannis Antetokounmpo. After his Milwaukee Bucks got it done in six over the Phoenix Suns, they are NBA champions. To tell us all about it and take us through the scenes in Milwaukee is JR Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Sentinel. JR, thanks for your time.
Absolutely, anytime.
Hey, the scenes were unbelievable in Milwaukee. So, yes, those that were lucky enough to get a ticket for Game 6, but what about the scenes outside the stadium? How many were there?
The estimates are about 65,000 people that were out in what they call the Deer District right in front of the stadium. It had been expanded for Game 6, so they've been getting 25, 30,000 people out there, but essentially doubled it for Game 6. It was unlike anything that I've seen in downtown Milwaukee before. It was a total festival atmosphere. All of downtown was basically shut down for this game. And then, you know, 2 days later, the parade, probably even more people for that as well, like lining the streets. So it's been just a ridiculous festival-like atmosphere all these last 48 hours in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I've read and listened to a lot of podcasts, and they say that the Milwaukee basketball supporters are so great, like so passionate. It's been, 50 years since they've won a title. What does it mean to the city?
It's huge, of course. I mean, there's two major sports teams here, the Bucks and the Brewers, both doing very well right now. For the Bucks, it's this pretty rapid transformation. You know, in 2013, they draft Giannis, and they get Chris Middleton. They trade for Chris Middleton. That first season together, they won 15 basketball games in the regular season. They won 16 in these playoffs, you know? Like, it didn't take long for them to get their footing, but there were some really dark times in Milwaukee. And the fan appreciation has definitely increased in the last few years. There have been some real diehards that were following the Bucks in those really lean years as recently as 8 years ago. And since then, with Giannis here, the enthusiasm has just exploded, especially in the last 3 years where they've been one of the best teams in the NBA. So yeah, the undercurrent of basketball has really come to the forefront here. And, you know, Milwaukee's a town that one of the smallest sports markets here in the United States. So anytime, you know, there's a little kind of a little kid mentality where, like, we're not going to let the big guys brutalize us, you know, beat us around a little bit. It's pretty sweet to have a championship and to have done it beating teams like Brooklyn and teams that were, you know, kind of some of the bigger markets along the way.
Hey, JR, there was a lot of people that got Giannis wrong, didn't they? I mean, we always knew he was an absolute superstar, but could he be that one, that single player that carries a team to a championship with the free throw shooting, with the three-point shooting and the weakness in that area? Did you think he had this in him? Because that was one of the all-time great final series performances.
I'm not surprised he had that finals in him. I'm surprised that he was capable of it just a couple weeks removed from what looked like a catastrophic injury. You know, we all thought here that he was done after he went down with a knee injury against Atlanta in Game 4. We thought he was done. We thought he was, you know, it looked like a torn ACL, right? Like, it looked like he was going to be out the rest of this year, maybe most of next year. And not only is he capable of coming back, but he comes back at that level. I don't know if anybody could have seen that. Even him coming back in Game 1 and scoring like 20 points was a miracle. And then by Game 2, he's scoring the first of two straight 40-point games, 50 points in Game 6. I mean, he had a moment in every one of those games in the series. So that was really something. I do think it was fair to wonder, in the Brooklyn series, after they'd gone down 2-0 against Brooklyn, in the Eastern Conference semifinals against a team that a lot of people thought was going to win the whole thing, if they could win with Giannis without a Kevin Durant. You know, there's that juxtaposition with Kevin Durant there. He's a guy who can score from anywhere on the floor. Giannis can't do that. You know, he doesn't have a jump shot. He does struggle at the free throw line. So I do think it was fair to wonder in the moment, like, maybe this just isn't a formula that's going to work. And then they came back and answered that question in that Nets series when they won that series. And then just carry that through. So, just special stuff. Having his Game 6, I mean, he just put the whole city on his back, man. And and led them to a title. It was unbelievable to watch.
It was amazing. It was a great series without some of the more high-profile teams not being there. Before we let you go, what does the schedule look like now? The NBA draft is next week, and then the players will get some time off. When is next year's season going to start? Has that been locked in?
It has not been locked in. I would imagine it'll be a little bit earlier than it did this year with the start in December. I'm sure they're going to try to get it closer to a regular NBA schedule, but I'm still doubting that they're going to be able to start this at like the end of October. So remains to be seen a little bit. I'm sure for the Bucks it'll be a pretty quick turnaround no matter what. Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, two of their best players, they're about to head over to Tokyo for the Olympics. So they'll be working hard here through the next month or at least 2 weeks, and then you don't get a lot of downtime no matter what. So it's going to be a quick turnaround no matter what they do. But that's fine. Nobody's going to complain about it in Milwaukee. They got their championship. They got their trophy.
Absolutely. JR, thanks so much for the update. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Anytime.
JR Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Sentinel. 65,000. Think about what everyone's going through here. 65,000 outside the arena in the Deirdre District watching Milwaukee win the NBA championship. Unbelievable scenes. 6 minutes to 11.